happy Monday.
Same to you. How was your weekend?
Very nice.
All right. I recently was speaking with someone on the phone during the break, talking about tomorrow, and they asked me what I wanted to talk about, and I told them, and she said, "Well, I got nothing on that." And I said, that sounds like Tim Skubik. No, I got nothing.
I got lots. What do you need to know, man?
Well, what do you get? You got something hot for me?
No, nothing really big. I mean, we got 16 days to go. This is the juncture where the average person begins to sort of wake up and say, hey, I guess we got an election coming up. I better pay attention. Well, those of us who do this because we love it and because it's fun and all that good stuff have been doing it now for over a year. I think we're also reaching that point where a lot of people are saying, enough already. let's move on and do something else.
When we talk about the governor's race and perhaps some of the congressional races that are hot topics here in the state, Tim, are we going to see the president or Michelle Obama come into town to get on the stump?
Well, I'll tell you what. Early on, I thought that we might see the president in Detroit, and, you know, stranger things can happen. Clearly, Virge Bonnero needs a better bounce than he's getting right now out of Detroit. An interesting thing unfolding this week, a bunch of black ministers down there have called unilaterally for a debate on Thursday, I believe it is. Bonnero immediately said, I'll be there. And apparently the Snyder people are not going to show up, sticking to his mantra that I gave him one debate. That's all he gets, no more, no less. It actually could be a little bit of a help for Bonnero because now he can go into Detroit and say, look, you know, Rick Snyder's just like every other Republican who has run for governor over the last 25 years. They ignore you. I will not ignore you. It may help him to gin up out of Detroit. He needs to get a hefty bounce in Motown if he's got any shot at this thing at all.
Tim, the pollsters were so wrong when it came to the gubernatorial primaries. Are they going to be wrong when we come to the main election in November?
Well, the Bonnero people are certainly shopping the story that they were wrong years ago in the race between John Engler and Jim Blanchard. At this juncture, everybody and his uncle knew that Blanchard, the incumbent governor, was going to win, and John Engler, this guy from Beale City, that nobody knew was going to lose. And, of course, the day after the election, we woke up and had a Republican governor named Engler, and Blanchard was wondering what hit him. So stuff does happen in politics. This is a steep climb for Mr. Bonnero. It's not over, but you can sort of see the fat lady entering the stage door and heading for the stage. This is definitely Snyder's to lose. He has run an absolutely wonderful campaign from the standpoint of protecting himself from debates, from confrontations with the news media. He has made himself available, but in about 10-minute chunks with reporters. And Bonnero really got off to kind of a weak start because he spent a lot of his money in the primary to beat Andy Dillon and created a negative image for himself. We had pollster Stevie Mitchell on the show. Right now, Bonnero's favorability rating is at about 34%, which is not quite the Democratic base. Snyder's at about 52%, which ain't that hot, but it's certainly better than 34.
Would Bonnero beating Snyder be a bigger upset than Blanchard losing to Engler?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. You can sort of feel it out there that it's just not going well. And the polling data suggests that the Republicans are really geeked to show up at the polls. In fact, they are now talking seriously, Tony, about taking over the Michigan House. They need 13 seats to get there, which is not an impossibility, even though the Democrats right now have 67 seats. If the R's can pick up 13, they can actually win back control. And if they get to 12, we would have a 55-55 tie, which we've had once before in the 90s, which is also very interesting. So unless the Democrats wake up out of their lethargy, Mitchell is saying this is going to be a wave election. And those are two kind of waves, wave bye-bye to incumbents and a wave overtake.
Tim, I was recently digging around about past governors in the state and just noted that Governor Milliken was just a real popular guy.
Yeah.
In your estimation, what made him so effective?
Well, first of all, he was a heck of a nice guy and absolutely still is at the tender age of 86. He was able to work bipartisanly with the Democrats, much to the chagrin of ultra-conservative Republicans. They simply hated the fact that he would go in the room with the other party and try to work a compromise. But he had it right. That's how you get government done. Compromise is not a four-letter word, although there are many in the Tea Party movement and others who believe it is, and it is not. And he just had a way about him that was very nice. He was not a vindictive guy, and he was very measured, and people liked him. And he had a presence in Detroit, and people liked him in Detroit. He and Coleman Young worked well together. And so he just sort of set the bar for what it should be like.
We're talking with Tim Skubick on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Tim, Michigan House member and state Senate candidate Robert Jones has passed away.
Yep.
He was 66. What did you know about Mr. Jones?
Well, he was very low-keyed. He was also very sick. I know we saw him on the House floor after he came back from his original diagnosis of cancer, and he just didn't look good. But he showed up, and he did his job. He was from the west side of the state, and it's a sad passing to lose any lawmaker. Because he did his due diligence and did it in a way that he didn't bring attention to himself. And you and I know that that's sort of the norm in politics this day. If I've got a spotlight, it's on me. It's not on you. He was certainly not one of those kind of guys and was well respected and liked by his colleagues.
Tim, I recently received, as a matter of fact, this morning, two copies of Overhaul. We are going to have Stephen Ratner on this program in a couple of weeks. And you talked about him in your latest entry into your blog.
Yeah. It's an interesting book. It's the inside skinny of what really happened to save the auto industry, and the governor gets about four mentions in the book. I talked to her about it the other day. She is reading it herself. I said, have you seen the book? She said, it's in the car right now. So she's learning some stuff. It gets a little bogged down in the minutiae of how they hired people for various jobs, which is not very interesting, but yet there are fascinating things in there between the auto players, how they fired Rick Wagner, how the guy from Chrysler was just really livid over what the federal government was doing. And throughout it all, the Michigan delegation obviously plays a role in this book because they were at the forefront of this firestorm. And, of course, it all worked out. The governor said, I was wrong. And all throughout the process, she urged the president, please don't put my car companies into bankruptcy. And, of course, we know he did, and they came out of it.
Tim, you were the mediator for the Wahlberg shower debate.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about one of the questions you asked him, how would you have voted on the federal aid for GM Chrysler? It's obvious that he was against that. How can he win with that kind of thinking?
Well, the polling data, believe it or not, says in our beloved state of Michigan, 55% of the people said we didn't want to bail the car companies out, which I found astounding. That means that a majority of people didn't give a hoot what happened to Chrysler and General Motors. Now, if that's not an ignorant vote, I don't know what is, because the ripple effect of that would have been catastrophic. Talk about a wave. This wave would have been unbelievable. But yet the majority of people said, let's not do it. So Wahlberg actually may not be in that much trouble, because if the polling is correct, half of the people watching that debate said, you know what, he's absolutely right.
And then finally, before we go, Tim, you mentioned in your blog the anchor guys at J Radio wanted to know why the governor was flying off to Sweden because she's a lame duck, and I thought your response to that was kind of funny.
Well, she may be a lame duck, and her limp may be very prominent, but I guarantee this, take this to the bank, this governor will work until midnight, December 31st, to bring as many jobs back to Michigan as she can, and you don't go off to these foreign countries unless those jobs are teed up so she can come back and say, look, see what a good governor I am. The bad news for her, as hard as she works and as much effort as she puts in, she's not going to bring back those 800,000 jobs that were lost on her watch, and when they write the chapter on job losses, it's not going to be pretty for this governor. So she's trying to scrounge as many jobs together as possible to make that record look a little bit better than what it is.
What are you working on for Channel 6 tonight?
We're going to be looking at this issue of is Bonero another John Engler in the making? Are the Bonero people right that the dynamics for a comeback victory are there? And one of the guys we're going to talk to is John Truscott, who was there on the Engler bandwagon riding into the governor's office. At this point, everybody thought he would lose, and they won, so we're going to try to put some flesh on those bones today.
When is your next debate?
I'm done.
Are you?
Yeah, we're done.
Nobody wants to tough it out anymore, do they?
Well, we always say in the business, there are no tough questions, only tough answers.
Right.
And so we've done Secretary of State, Attorney General. They're all at WKAR.org. I recommend to your listeners, if they haven't seen these guys in action, go there, give a half hour of our time, your time, and you'll get a chance to see these guys under fire.
We'll talk to you soon.
T, hang in there, man. Have a good week.